Welcome to our 9/5/2018 Shamanic Mentorship Session this evening, right before a really beautiful portal new moon this weekend, Sunday 9/9/18. 1 plus 8 is 9, so it's a 9/9/9 portal this Sunday. New moon, you know, supposed to be lots of endings and going into new beginnings because it's 9, which then moves back to 10 or 1 or 0, or people have different ideas about that, but it's a really beautiful ending time. Even if you watch this session 3 months from now, you can still link in with that beautiful portal new moon 999 energy. So I just want to honor that. I'd like to welcome all our new folks, Amber and Sue. I got to get my glasses. Where did she go? Sue. She goes by Sue. We have a Sue and a Susan. So welcome, Sue. Welcome, Amber. We actually have somebody else who joined. She does not do social media. So she doesn't have Facebook. I think that's awesome, but it's also a shock. I know we're all like, how do you live without social media? Like the way we all used to live, right? But she's not on Facebook, so she won't be in the group, but she wasn't able to make it live tonight. Jamie will introduce her next week. And anybody else that's new, thanks for continuing to invite people. I want to do a little bit of housekeeping before we move on. So it's a great time to just breathe into your belly. Housekeeping, we have a whole new plug-in system for the mentorship, which you do not even need to worry about. But what it means for you is that if a payment skips, you'll get emails from the system. It will also, I think after one or two attempts, you won't be able to log in, but you'll know that you need to update your credit card. So you won't be dropped from the group, but you won't be able to log in to get access to things until you take care of that. And it also is going to make it a lot easier for your friends and loved ones to sign up. It's a lot more streamlined. It's a lot more self-sufficient, so that Madison and I don't have to run around doing everything manually. So I'm really excited about that. We've got a brand new web person working with us. She's out of Denver. She's amazing. Just so you know, it should be a lot easier, a lot more streamlined, a lot more accessible. If you have any technical issues, talk to Madison. But I just want you to know that that's going on. So hopefully we've taken care of all the glitches, but up till this point we were having lots of glitches. So hopefully you're not seeing any glitches anymore. But if anything is a little confusing to you, just let us know, let her know at the support. Also, one of the things I'm going to stop doing, because Bloom needs to have better boundaries, I admit, I take full responsibility. I'm not going to Facebook message you anymore when you don't check your emails. I've just got to stop connecting with people that way. I've got to stop micromanaging. I take full responsibility that I micromanage. It's just when we don't hear back from you in an email for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days and your payment hasn't gone through or something's going on, I'm like, don't worry, I'll just shoot them a quick Facebook message because I know this person personally. I've got to stop doing that. So just a heads up. Check your emails. If you miss an email, obviously talk to Madison. I've sent out a ton of stuff about this. I know it's obnoxious to those of you who actually have heard it, but people are missing it. So that's the last time I'm going to say it. The one last thing I want to mention, Aaron helped me with this. We have some group guidelines that will be emailed out to you hopefully tonight or tomorrow. They'll also be pinned in the Facebook group just in case you need to check over them. I feel like there's stuff that everybody can get down with. You're going to feel good about it. It's just when I first started this, we had such a small group and it was mostly people I knew, and it didn't occur to me to create a container in that way. And speaking with Aaron, especially as we allow the group to continue to grow, and within the Facebook group as well, I'd like to have really clean and clear guidelines so that you feel secure within those guidelines. You know what it's okay to post about. We understand the integrity of how we interact with each other. And you'll get a copy of those tonight or tomorrow, and you'll need to click I agree, and so we know you read it, and send it back to us. This is important because we want our interactions to be really integral, and I want everybody to feel really safe. And so we need to be on the same page. So I'm learning as we go. I have guidelines like this when I work with people in person, but I had not thought to create these for an online situation. So it's a good time to do that. So for example, in the Facebook group, we don't advertise. We don't solicit people for work. We don't friend request people that we've never met just because they joined the mentorship in order to solicit them for work, things like that. Just, you know, being in integrity, asking permission before sharing advice or feedback or coaching. We're, you know, this is, if you are a coach or a healer or a teacher, awesome, rock it out. But you need to take your teaching into your group of your students. And this is my group where I teach students. And so I love to hear people's feedback and their experiences and hear your tools and how you're working with them. I also want to really honor when somebody reaches out for support that they don't feel like they're getting inundated with feedback that they may not have asked for. So I'm realizing that container and guidelines will be really supportive. If you have any questions or issues with that guide, with those guidelines, once you receive them, just don't hesitate to reach out to me and ask. I feel that they're really self-explanatory, and I really sense that you'll feel good about them. They're common sense, but it's still good to sign off on that and make sure we're all on the same page. So again, thank you, Aaron, for helping me create those, because I wanted to make sure they felt really good, but also held a really good container. So lots of good container. I actually did a private session earlier today with someone who has the gift of creating container, and they felt like they were too, you know, deep in the details. I'm like, no, container is good. Don't obsess over it. Also create container, because the more healthy boundary container you have, I have, we have as a group, the deeper we can go together. The deeper you can go internally, the more cosmic we can go, because we're grounded and we have this beautiful understanding as a group that's in integrity. So thank you for your patience with me letting me share about that. I wanted you to know that that's happening. I really don't think it'll change a lot of the behavior of most of you, because you all have a lot of integrity. But it will be something, as people join, they'll receive it, they'll have to sign off on it. And when they join the Facebook group somewhere, they're going to need to say, I've read this and I'm in agreement with that, so that we're all on the same page. So thank you for that. So what I'd like to do tonight before I open up the sacred space is I want to remind you that December 21st is the solstice. I know that feels really far away. What I'd like to do tonight is put it on your radar for when we meet in 2 weeks, to be sitting with what you choose to manifest between now and the solstice. I'm doing work like this with my current advanced training group. We're going into it in more depth and in a little bit different way, but I really feel like, since a lot of them are in this group, I want to get you all on board with that too. Like we did the 30-day, what was it Rowan said, hashtag 30-day soul retrieval or something. We'll just hashtag shamanism. I don't know. Where I'd like to create something where we all have a similar focus as we're making our way to the solstice. And for me, December 21st is the new year. That's where we shift from the longest night and start going back towards the light. And I really like that. So I'm not going to give you a whole lot of details on that, because you don't need to overthink it. Just between now and next week, let's do some work tonight. We haven't seen each other in 3 weeks. Let's do a beautiful journey, shamanic journey together. Let's drop in, get back in our mojo. I feel like I had a vacation last week, ready to dive in with you. And then when we meet in 2 weeks, somebody remind me, because I may have a whole other thing to talk about in 2 weeks, but I really want to be getting you activated and prepared to begin this journey to the longest night on the 21st. And my experience is that when I get intentional working with the changing of the seasons, the changing of the light, that things really amp up. And my personal experience is that, I don't know how else to say this, it's been a hell of a summer. It's been a hell of a summer. It's been a, yay, a hell of a summer, and a, oh my God, a hell of a summer. It's kind of been a little bit of all of it, hasn't it? But what I'm feeling now is things are shifting, and I'm feeling things lighten up. And from what I understand, September is a big opportunity for abundance and prosperity, not just money, but in creativity and ideas, and things are starting to open up again, literally as the days cool down. It's like a deeper breath is happening. And I'm really feeling that in my own life. And I'm seeing that with everybody I'm sitting with. So I actually feel that the energy is going to level out enough to really allow you to level up. That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm experiencing. At the same time, the people who are not feeling open to that leveling up are having a really hard time right now. So I'm sitting in a lot of private sessions with people who are not wanting to level up, and they're running up against that energy of it's time. No, really, it's time, you know, and like a little child that you're having to drag them to the wonderful thing because they're having their experience. I'm seeing that with some people too. So breathe into your belly, use your tools. Let's use tonight to drop in, get back into shamanic journeying mode, get you back in the groove. And then in 2 weeks when we connect again, bring your intentions for this fall, because it's happening, especially after this portal on Sunday. You might be doing a lot of shedding this week. Just be a snake. Just be a freaking snake. Enjoy it. Breathe into it. Well, maybe enjoy might be too strong a word for some of you. I have a friend who's really shedding right now, and she's like, this really sucks. I'm like, I know, breathe into it. So breathe into it, work with snake medicine, allow yourself to go ahead and shed until this Sunday. Just keep breathing and give yourself a little space. It's going to come around. I can't tell you how I know that. I just feel it. I've just been seeing it everywhere. So what I like to do tonight is I'll open up the space, give you a moment to really sit with your intentions for this evening. I'll be doing some leading and singing, and Aaron will drop in at some point. How are the singing bowls, Aaron? Are we yay or no? Up or down?
Tracy said that it sounded fine. I mean, it sounded fine.
So if they don't sound good, we can blame Tracy Prater, right?
Yeah.
She's all like, okay, no problem. Great. So we'll have you, if you're feeling the call, Aaron, you can use some singing bowl mojo tonight as well. Okay. I really love working with those. And it's the heart chakra, correct? Yep. The heart chakra singing bowl that she'll be working with tonight. For those of you coming to the retreat starting the 21st, that's my next thing for, oh my goodness, downloads out the wazoo. I thought I had an idea of what we were doing. Then spirit went, let me show you. And I'm like, oh yeah. The weird thing is I have to kind of go through a lot of it first to make sure I've leveled up so that you can level up. So it's fun. It's good. I'm getting really excited. So yeah. Okay. I'm just going to stop there because I can't keep going on about that. So let's take a moment and just breathe into our bellies. Let me check this chat and see. Okay. For those of you who haven't journeyed with me before, just work with your sacred imagination. Got lots of YouTube videos that will help you practice journeying. But tonight, I really just want to drop in. I'm not even going to bring a central theme other than let's shed all this stuff that's ready to go with the heat of the summer, the dog days of summer, and let's get prepared for Sunday's beautiful portal opening 999, okay? So breathe into your belly. Go ahead and get comfortable. Relax. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for taking time to take care of yourself, to do this good medicine work together. So just take a moment and breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Do that a handful of times, deeply. We just cleanse the body and ground through breath. Just continuing to breathe gently into your belly. Take a moment and just feel where you are in your body. No praise or blame, just an awareness. Where am I in my body in this moment? And then as you focus on your root chakra, on your sacrum, at your perineum, right at the base of your spine, even if you're lying down, just feel beautiful energetic roots from your root chakra flowing down into Pachamama, into Mother Earth. And allow those roots to lovingly link into the earth, all the way down into her core, so that you feel held and nurtured, stabilized, supported. As you breathe into your belly, just allow any stuck energy, any hucha, to flow down into the earth. Just close your eyes. I'm going to blow some tobacco smoke into your third eye. Allow the energy of Mother Earth, Pachamama, to flow back up through those roots into your body, filling you with that nourishment. And really take time to do this. I know some of you want to run into your journey, but it's important to nourish your physical body. So receive that beautiful nourishment from the earth. Breathing deeply into your belly. In your sacred imagination, find your portal door. Go ahead and make your way into your sacred space. Take a moment to link in, drop in with your sacred space. See if anything has shifted there for you. Invite in your guides, your guardians, your teachers in the seen and unseen realms. Take a moment to see if any new guides would like to make them their way to you today to support and assist in your journey tonight. Just taking a moment to ask your guides for a gift that will support you in your journey tonight and in your daily journey at this time in your life. It's okay if the gift doesn't make sense. If you're not sure what to do with it, just bring it into your heart. And breathing into your belly to integrate your gift, to more fully receive and embody this good medicine that you're receiving. Just take a moment and stay in your sacred space. Connect with your guides as I invoke the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Xenophon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, so that we are in medicine world and sacred space. Anything that steps into this space must be pure love and pure medicine. Whew. activating this temple grid so that we are together as sisters and brothers at the sacred fire. So in your space, take a moment to visualize that sacred fire and all of these beautiful students from the mentorship circled up with you. Even if you don't know who they are yet, just imagine yourself circled up with these beautiful beings of light, these beautiful seekers, these beautiful teachers and healers and students of spirit. Breathing into your belly and just from your heart, acknowledging each beautiful light in the circle. And reconnecting with your guides. If you are not working with Snake Totem already, I'd like you to invite in Snake. If you're afraid of Snake, this is a perfect opportunity to create a personal relationship with Snake Medicine. If you already have Snake as a guide, then just connect with that Snake guide. And just from your heart, ask Snake to guide you through the eye of the needle of this beautiful portal happening on the new moon on Sunday. 999. Invoking and asking for the help and the support to shed what we are too small for now. What no longer serves us with grace and ease. So that we can grow and expand, level up more into our fullness. And working with Snake tonight as we journey, working with your other guides, invoking support, clarity, guidance, healing, all of your personal intentions to lovingly thread us through the eye of the needle of this portal of regeneration and rebirth. Invoking activation, downloads, new programs to support and assist your highest and greatest good. Invoking the Munari to support and assist with psychic and energetic surgeries for any of you who seek that support, especially for physical healing. Activation, activation. Activation, activation. Activation, activation. Activation, activation. Thank you. Limpia, 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 limpiada, limpia, limpia, limpiada. Luz da Bina, Luz da Bina, Spiritus. Luz da Bina, Luz da Bina, Spiritus. Luz da Bina, Claridad. Luz da Bina, Claridad. Luz da Bina, Claridad. Luz da Bina, Claridad. Luz da Bina, Kenheles. Luz da Bina, Kenheles. Luz da Bina, Kenheles. Luz da Bina, Kenheles. Luz da Bina, Bintiara. Luz da Bina, Bintiara. Luz da Bina, Bintiara. Luz da Bina, Bintiara. Limpiamente, limpiamente. Limpiamente, limpiamente. Limpia, limpia, corazón. Limpia, limpia, corazón. Limpia, limpia, cuerpo, cuerpo. Limpia, limpia, cuerpo, cuerpo. Limpia, limpia, cuerpo, cuerpo. Limpia, limpia, corazón. Limpia, limpia, limpia corazón, agua de estrellas, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua brillante, limpia, limpia. Limpia corazón, agua de estrellas, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua de llama. Bintiara, 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 Angeles, Ancestors, Maestros, Maestras, Corinderos, Corinderas, Paco, Cuna, Nyusta, Cuna, Papu, Cuna, Pacha, Mama, Inti, Taita, Mama, Kia, Mama, Cocha, Wira, Cocha, Puichi. Star beings, star beings, we call out to you, star beings, help us remember who we are. Las plantas, las flores, los árboles. Tomaquito, tomaquito. Mapacho, mapacho. Singaro, Singaro, Medicina. Ayahuasca, ayahuasca. Oachuma, oachuma. San Pedro, San Pedro. Cacao, cacao. Medicina, medicina. 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 Medicina, medicina.
seen. Lie, 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 lie. Mama Cocha Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Lie, lie. Mama Cocha Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Medicina, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Medicina, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Corazon, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Corazon, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Limpiada, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Limpiada Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Archangel Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Archangel Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Time to fly Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Time to fly, Medicina, lie, lie, lie. Star people, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Star people, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Medicina, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Clarity, Medicina, lie, lie, lie. Clarity, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Shark, shark, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Focus, focus, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Elefante, Medicina, lie, 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 lie. Elefante, Medicina, lie, lie, lie.
Serpiente, abuela, grandmother snake, hear us, grandfather snake, hear us, grandfather. Ancestors name, hear us, ancestors. Underworld's name, hear us, underworld. Amaru's name. Hear us, Amaru. Rebirth's name. Hear us, rebirth. Shed your skin's name. Hear us, help us shed the old. Help us find a new. Clarity's name. Clarity's name. Vista, Vista's name. Help us see his name. Listening, listening's name. Help us listen, Amaru. Feel the earth's name. Help us feel the earth. Help us feel the earth. Help us feel the earth. Help us feel the Ayahuasca, Mari, Mari, Ayahuasca, Mari, Mari, Ayahuasca, Mari. Mari, Mari, amado, sabiente amado, sabiente amado, sabiente. Breathe into your belly. Wherever you are in your journey, find your way to my voice within that journey. Even in silence, find your way to my voice, to my light. Find me in your journey. I won't look the same way I look on the earth, by the way. Breathe into your belly, and I'm going to point you in the direction I'm going to open up within the multiverse, within the universe. Watch as I literally energetically unzip and open a portal, an interdimensional portal, the 999 new moon portal. And when you are ready, step through it. Step through the looking glass to the other side of your expansion, your growth, your best life. And breathe into that. Even if you can't visualize it, feel it. Breathe into it. Let what must fall away, and embrace this new space, this new energy enveloping you. and recognize yourself in your own sacred space with your guides. And be sure to connect with Snake, or begin a relationship with Snake, especially over the next few days. Deepen your relationship with Snake. And allow yourself to work with this medicine in a new way, in a deeper way, in a creative way. Any way is the right way, because there is no right way. Just be, create relationship in your way with Snake. Any kind of snake you like. And over the course of the next few days, as we lead to this new moon, allow Snake to bring you guidance and teaching and information and wisdom and the ability to cleanse what you've outgrown with grace and ease, the ability to live close, deeply connected, your belly on the earth, living close to the earth, deeply connected with the earth, grounded, listening, feeling the vibrations before the energy arrives. Tasting the energy with your tongue, using wisdom and discernment as you do so. Embrace the gifts that Snake brings you. The medicine of the goddess, the medicine of the healer, the medicine of rebirth. The medicine of wisdom. And breathing into your belly, you're welcome to bring your guides with you as you step back through your portal door and into your home space. Feel your guides circled up with you in the place where you physically sit in this moment, or where you're lying down. And as you close that portal door behind you, I want you to keep your eyes closed for a moment. Take one long, deep breath into your belly. And I am going to send each of you the cobra that I work with. You are going to feel her rise up behind you and fan out over your head and your body when she makes her way to the top. This is medicine that ayahuasca gave me. And even if we've never met in person, if you and I are working together, if you are working with me, studying with me, training with me in this online mentorship, let me assure you, this cobra is bigger than you are even imagining in this moment. And you are deeply, deeply protected. You do not need protection, because there is no need for defense. But for those of you who could use some support or would like to know that someone has your back, my cobra, ayahuasca cobra, she don't play, and I take care of my people. She got your back in a way that might take a while for you to really be able to fully embody and understand. Those of you who've been working with me a while, you understand this. So allow that beautiful, beautiful umbrella of Cobra as you feel her strongly behind your spine, going down and into the earth. Amaru, Amaru, Amaru. This is beautiful medicine that I'm sharing with you. If you feel resonant, work with this medicine or let her simply stand behind you in solidarity. If you feel resistant to this medicine, then you need to connect with this medicine because there is big mojo for you there. Thank you all for being here this evening. I'm going to let you either continue your journeys. We're going to just say goodnight. I'm going to let you integrate and relax and rest. And when you feel integrated, remember to take deep breaths. Allow this medicine to keep working in you and through you. Drink some water, lots of water, okay?